This is Around the Table, where we explore the benefits of cooperative ownership. Today, Neil Jahnke, a corn trading expert with CHS, will provide a 2024 corn demand outlook. Neil, domestic corn use declined last year. Do you expect a rebound in 2024?
Thanks, Jesse. 2023 was a very different year. We had a very poor crop in the Southern Plains, our Kansas, our Texas crops. We were shipping corn from North Dakota through our cooperative systems, South Dakota, all the way down to Kansas and feeding the livestock industry down there. And that's really what happened was our poor crops in that frame. Now, this 2024 crop year looks to be to rebound. We've got a better crop in the Southern Plains that we've had, and it's going to change the dynamics a little bit from where we were a year ago to now. And our domestic demand, we have some problems with our domestic demand. Our livestock margins, our dairy margins, our swine margins, our poultry margins are all break even at best. And then of course you look at ethanol, ethanol margins are, poor at the best. Currently we've came through some headwinds there, but our demand picture, we're just not growing demand. We're not growing livestock and we're not growing ethanol demand.
Well, let's look at ethanol demand in more detail. How will ethanol demand affect the corn market this year?
We had some outstanding margins the last 6 months. At places we were breaking $1 a gallon, which is over $2 a bushel equivalent. So if you were an ethanol plant, you could pay 50 cents, 75 cents more for corn. And about the last 30 days now, the margins have shrunk and we're at break even at best. We have a glut of ethanol in the system and now we can't pay up for corn. The ethanol plants, we're going to run back to nameplate capacity and no more. We're at variable cost. If you are in a spot that does have a corn deficit area, that you could see those kind of plants in those areas slow down production. And we're just not profitable in the ethanol industry at this moment.
Well, U.S. market share of world corn exports increased last year for the first time in 3 years. Do you expect more of the same in 2024?
Jesse, we increased for one basic reason, and that was Argentina had a crop disaster. Their crop was down 30% year on year. It's doing the opposite. We're going to grow 20 million met ton more corn in Argentina. They're going to steal every piece of export business they can to get back in the market. Our Brazilian production has exploded. We did creep up last year, but the charts will show us going forward that Brazil is going to outpace the U.S. for exports for the first time since 2012. So our export market does not look favorable. The other thing we always talk about in exports is China. China in 2020 was taking about 900 million bushel of corn from the U.S. because the U.S. was one of the two places in the world China could buy corn. Now the Chinese have reached agreements with Brazil to be able to bring Brazilian corn in. And there's definitely market rumors that Argentina's next. So China's not captive to come to the U.S. to buy corn. And it's showing in our export sales.
Well, how will corn supplies and demand affect planting decisions and marketing strategies, Neil?
We had a great fall. We got a lot of fertilizer down. The market's expecting about 91 million acres. 91 million acres on a trend line yield will put our carryout to close to 2.6 billion bushel, or the highest carryout in the last 20 years in the U.S. On that piece, we're going to have to store corn in the U.S. The U.S. is going to be the corn carryout for the world. If there's corn carries, meaning that corn's worth more next year than it is this year, the market has proven that the U.S. will be the place that the corn is carried and basically have built our U.S. carryout over a billion bushel for the next year.
Well, we've been talking with Neil Jahnke, a corn trading expert with CHS here on Around the Table. Neil, thanks for joining us today.
Thank you, Jesse.
And thank you for joining us Around the Table. Learn more about the benefits of cooperative ownership at cooperativeownership.com.